Shalom, everybody. Towards the end of our parsha, after Yaakov worked for Lavan for so many years, and after Yaakov gets married to Rachel and to Leah and to Bilhah and to Zilpah, and they have all their children, Yaakov eventually takes his family and his belongings and leaves Lavan. And Lavan chases after his daughters and after his son-in-law. And at night, before he reached them, Hashem appeared to Lavan in a dream and warned Lavan not to harm Yaakov. And in that dream, the Torah tells us, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, that Hashem said to Yaakov, Hishamer lecha, be careful, pen to daber im Yaakov, mitov ad ra. Excuse me, be careful, do not speak to Yaakov, either good or bad. And the question is obvious. I can understand why Hashem told Lavan not to speak negatively to Yaakov. But why would Hashem tell Lavan not to communicate with Yaakov in a positive way? What could be bad about that? And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question and quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis and says that when a tzaddik receives something good from an evil person, hears something good from an evil person, receives something good from an evil person, it is actually for the tzaddik a bad thing. A tzaddik wants nothing from a rasha, not good and not bad. And we can understand that. Imagine if chas v'shalom, there were a person who caused your father, God forbid, terrible harm. And a terrible person. Now imagine that person who's hurt your father so very deeply, imagine that person now comes to you and wants to buy you dinner. You'd yell at him, get out of here. I don't want your dinner. I don't want anything to do with you. Not good, not bad. I don't want anything to do with you. And that is the way, says Rashi, quoting the Gemara, that Yaakov and all tzaddikim look at Rishayim. You've caused Hashem so much harm, so to speak. I want nothing to do with you. That's Rashi. The Ksav Sofer of Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, he was the son of the Chasim Sofer. He died in 1871. He offers another explanation as to why Lavan was not allowed, not allowed to say anything to Yaakov, not good and not bad. It's found in the Sefer Ksav Sofer Ala Torah. And the Ksav Sofer asks another question as well. Later, when Lavan does catch up with Yaakov and his family, Lavan tells Yaakov what Hashem said. It's in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes. Lavan says to Yaakov, I have the power to hurt you, says Lavan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me yesterday, Hishamer lecha, midaber im Yaakov mitov adra. I have the ability to hurt you, says Lavan. But Hashem told me not to. He told me not to do anything good or bad. Why would Lavan say that? He has every incentive not to tell Yaakov that. He showed his cards. He tipped his hand. He told Yaakov that Hashem told him not to do anything, not to say anything to Yaakov. Why would he say that? The Ksav Sofer answers both questions by quoting the Sefer Maaseh Hashem. That is a Sefer written by Reb Eliezer ben Eliyahu Ashkenazi. He died in 1585. He was a major Talmud Chacham in Italy and in Poland. And his Sefer is called Maaseh Hashem. And in that Sefer, he wrote a Perush to the Haggadah in Chelek Beis. And he says the following. In the Haggadah, we say, V'ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu mimitzrayim, hare anu uvanenu uvnei vanenu meshuabadim hayinu lefara b'mitzrayim. We say that had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we and all our descendants would still be enslaved to Paro. That's what we say in the Haggadah, but it doesn't seem to be true. Empires come and go. Who says the Egyptian empire would last 3,500 years all the way till today? At some point it crumbled and we'd be free. So how can we say that had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would still be enslaved to Paro? And the Maaseh Hashem says that we needed to leave Mitzrayim not because of Paro's kindness and kind-heartedness. He didn't let us leave. Rather, we left against his will. He wanted us to stay. Why did Hashem need for that to happen? Because had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we and all our descendants would still be beholden to Paro. We would always owe him. We would always be indebted to Egypt and to Paro. And that cannot happen. We are beholden to Hashem and no one else. And the Ksav Sofer says the same is true in our Parsha, and whenever Tzadikim speak to Rishayim, Yaakov had to see, and Yaakov had to hear Lavan say, I wanted to harm you, but it was Hashem and only Hashem that's preventing me, period. Hashem told Lavan, do not say anything good to Yaakov, don't say anything bad to Yaakov. So, because Hashem didn't want Yaakov to think that he owed you, Lavan. He didn't owe you anything. And we who have to hear that as well. It can't be Yaakov had to hear, and so do we. It is Hashem and only Hashem whose kindness we rely upon. Not Lavan, not Paro, not anyone. Just Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.